An estimated 55 million abortions have occurred since the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling in 1973. But since that time, Ohio's legislature has taken steps to lower the number performed in Ohio. State lawmakers have restricted the practice, requiring a short waiting period for women seeking abortions, mandating parental consent for women under the age of 18 before they could have an abortion, and banning abortions past the point that a fetus is considered viable. Mike Gonadakis with Ohio Right to Life says it's paying off.
We're at an all-time low in the number of abortions in our state's history. We dropped 12% from the previous year.
But Gonadakis is quick to point out that his group will be pushing Ohio's newly seated General Assembly to take up legislation that would restrict abortion even more.
Take federal TANF dollars that each state gets on an annual basis to help Catholic Social Services, Lutheran Social Services, and other entities that are in Appalachia, Ohio, where pregnant women may not have health care, may not have prenatal care, and make sure that they have those options, and they're well known. That's a piece of legislation that we're going to fight for hard and put a lot of effort behind there. We currently work with Attorney General Mike DeWine on his foster care review advisory board. We hope to present to the General Assembly within the next 30, 45 days opportunities to tweak our foster care laws to help children in the system get adopted out in a more efficient manner and to provide safety net for them as well. And then adoption. My wife and I just recently finalized our second adoption of our son here in Ohio, and we've personally identified ways to make the system better, and I know there's a lot of great advocates out there like the Dave Thomas Foundation and others that want to find ways to make adoption more affordable and more available.
Gonadakis says his group will also, once again, back a proposal that didn't make it through the legislative process in the last General Assembly. It would have taken federal dollars away from Planned Parenthood and given the money to local community health centers instead. Gonadakis should find support in the legislature for many of his ideas, since Republicans outnumber Democrats 2-1. Kelly Copeland with NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio worries about that. She says state legislators have passed more restrictions on abortion in the last session than any time during the past 10 years.
We're concerned that the anti-choice supermajorities in the legislature, which were created by gerrymandering, are going to once again move to outlaw abortion in Ohio and to defund family planning services. And so we will be working with pro-choice Ohioans across the state to lobby their legislators, and I think even more importantly, Governor Kasich, to ask them to please stay out of women's personal and private medical decisions.
Copeland says the fact is that young women of childbearing age are starting to realize what's at stake politically when it comes to abortion rights.
I think the younger generation has grown up with the expectation, and rightfully so, that they'll make their own health care decisions without having to consult their local politician. And as they have watched anti-choice forces get more and more involved into their personal lives, they have pushed back very sharply. I think that was evident in the last election. When you look at how younger people, and women in particular, voted, they voted for pro-choice candidates. And they said, I think very loud and clear, enough's enough.
There's no word yet on whether the Ohio legislature will take up the controversial heartbeat abortion bill that was squashed by the Republican-led Ohio Senate last time around. Former Senate President Tom Niehaus said he had questions about that bill's constitutionality. But backers of that plan said it was indeed constitutional, and they're lobbying for lawmakers to bring it back and pass it during the next 2 years. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.